The Stowaway by Katie Furze. Walter was a working cat. He had a very important job. He caught mice at the factory next door to his home. He lived with Jason and Amelia. While they were at school, Walter would spend the day prowling around the factory. The workers at the factory chatted to Walter. Sometimes they gave him scraps of food. He really liked the ham from their sandwiches. Walter's best buddy at the factory was Ernie. At morning tea time, Walter liked to snuggle on Ernie's lap while Ernie patted him. Then, one Tuesday, Walter disappeared. On Tuesday evening, Mum asked Jason to feed Walter. Jason filled Walter's bowl with cat biscuits. "Walter," called Jason, "dinner time." Usually Walter came running, but this time he didn't show up. "That's strange," thought Jason. "Where can he be?" Jason and Amelia searched all around the house and the garden, calling Walter's name, but they couldn't find him anywhere. "Don't worry, he's probably found a cozy place to have a nap. He'll turn up," said Mum. On Wednesday, Walter didn't show up for breakfast. When Jason and Amelia got home from school, Mum went with them to the factory. "Have you seen Walter?" they asked the workers. "He didn't come home yesterday for dinner, and we didn't see him at breakfast time today either." But no one had seen Walter. Ernie was very worried. "He was here yesterday at lunchtime," he said, scratching his head. "He was sitting in the sun while I was eating my sandwiches. But then I went back to the forklift, and I didn't see him after that." Everyone searched high and low, but there was no sign of Walter. So where was he? What had happened to him? After lunch on Tuesday, Walter had stretched, licked his paws, and gone back to work. He heard a rustling sound behind some boxes and went to investigate. A mouse darted out of the shadows and scampered into a shipping container that some men had been loading. Walter crept in. He saw the mouse hiding in a corner. Just as Walter was about to pounce, bang! Everything went black. Walter meowed as loudly as he could, but it was no good. He was locked inside the container. It was dark and cold, and Walter was all alone, except for the mouse. The container was loaded onto a truck, taken to the port, and put onto a huge ship. The ship sailed across the Tasman Sea to Australia. Finally, after many days, Walter heard a creaking sound. Light flooded into the container, and he ran out into the sunshine. "Look! It's a cat!" a surprised voice said. The quarantine officer was checking that there was nothing in the container but machinery and boxes. She had never seen a cat come out of a container before. Walter was very hungry and thirsty. The quarantine officer gave him a big drink of water and then some food. Then she rang the factory in New Zealand to tell them about finding the stowaway. Everyone was overjoyed to know that Walter was safe and well. Walter was sent home to New Zealand. Jason, Amelia, and the workers at the factory, especially Ernie, were very pleased to see him. Make sure you remember your passport next time you go overseas, Walter, joked Ernie. Everyone laughed. Walter didn't mind. He was just pleased to be home. Walter, in this story, is based on a real cat called Douglas, who was shut in a container by accident in March 2011. Douglas spent 18 days in the container. This photo of Douglas was taken after he returned home. It shows him and a factory worker in a container like the one he was trapped in.